37.
I visit my wife's grave on her birthday, our anniversary, and the anniversary of the day she died every year. I'm going to keep doing that, even if it kills me.
It only took a few minutes for Charles to learn that his dungeon can actually generate food in certain places at certain times. He even took the time to slowly and carefully walk down the shoddy staircase to the bottom to pick up a turkey leg for lunch. Thin, loose boards creaked and cracked even under Charles's meager weight. The trip down those stairs gave Charles anxiety. He had a healthy fear of staircases, especially ones that looked as beaten as that one did. When he finally mustered the courage to climb the stairs back up, he was shocked to find his entire lawn covered by many, many young adventurers, all standing behind a familiar woman with wings. All manner of people, from catmen to dwarves to thin elves and even a minotaur, stood in a crowd behind her. The babble of conversations died slowly as his head could be seen more and more clearly by the adventurers when he came up from the cellar.
"Honored elder,"
Windy Caroline, the guildmaster of the Sunstripes, bowed slightly.
"I hope that our funds were well spent upgrading your cabin."
Charles took the time he spent walking towards her to think of a good answer. He was grateful for them fixing up the cabin, but also apprehensive about how he would approach the issue of the dead builders. He used his baton like a walking stick, leaning heavily on it.
"If they're mad, it's better that I look as feeble as possible."
Charles's plan centered on him using his elderly appearance the same way a young kid used cuteness to get a treat. Only his treat was not having to deal with these folks for too long. When he arrived close enough, he could hear the whispers in the crowd behind her. Charles didn't raise his voice, though. He didn't care if the others heard him. Someone could relay his words if they needed to.
"Yes, they did a fine job. Pity about what happened. Thank you for your help."
Charles watched as a wave of glowing yellow highlighted each person, starting with the guildmaster and passing back through the crowd. He would have been shocked, but he had spoken with a rock not too long ago. He found his standards for accepting the unusual had definitely increased with his time in the game. The whispering took on an excited tone, with more than one person exclaiming, "Yes!" and "Finally!" The woman, Windy, seemed to have been preparing for a future in politics because her response seemed well thought out.
"Honored elder, we thank you for the opportunity you have given us. Could you tell us what happened to those builders? That contract was quite expensive for our guild."
She had a pleasant smile pasted on her face that didn't reach her eyes. The whispers changed to angry mutters, and more than one expression that was happy seconds before turned to an angry one. Charles, when faced with a crowd of angry young people disturbing his newly fixed lawn, was tempted to just point out the keep-out sign he made. Instead, he spoke softly, making her lean in to hear him.
"Damn wolves."
"I'm sorry, honored elder, could you repeat that?" she asked, her fake smile not wavering for a second.
Charles knew she heard him, but decided he should play the disgruntled card. Maybe not his best solution, but he wasn't all too thrilled with having to have the conversation to begin with.
"Damn wolves,"
Charles repeated, letting anger into his voice.
"Big as a horse. They came out of nowhere and just ate those poor people up. I swear I thought these woods were safe. All these adventurers around, you'd think monsters would be running away."
Charles kept ranting for a few minutes, just saying anything that had upset him in the game, from the thieves pestering him for training to the harems and even talking about how he couldn't get a good pair of shoes. Now, Charles had only been saying whatever came to mind to distract from any potential backlash that the dead builders might bring to him. He was already taking steps back towards his house, hoping they wouldn't notice his slow getaway when the woman interrupted his rant.
"Honored elder, would you like us to do something about the monsters in this forest? Is there something we can do to help you feel safer?"
she asked, her voice louder than necessary to speak over him, but likely loud enough so that the crowd behind her could hear clearly. When Charles turned, he saw that every single one of them had gone silent and still. Their eyes bore into his as if they could mentally will him to give them a quest. Charles, for his part, thought that this might be a good compromise. He wouldn't have to suffer the consequences of his neglected pet's rampage, and these young folks could get the adventure they wanted so badly. Charles answered,
"Yes."
But anything else he might have said was cut off by the cheers he heard, which was okay with him, because he needed to think of a way to make sure that not only were they keeping monsters away from his cabin, but that they themselves stayed away from his cabin when his family visited in 3 days. It took a few minutes for the woman to get her people to quiet down, but when she did, they all were ready to listen. Charles chose his words carefully, hoping the system would understand his intent.
"Can you make any monsters go away and stay away for 4 days? I think that would help me feel safe."
All of them, even the winged guildmaster, erupted in cheers.
"That must have made them really happy. Maybe I should read the quest screen."
Charles quickly shook away the errant thought. He had no interest in reading quest screens. Instead, he watched as the woman in charge showed why she was in charge. Orders and assignments were quickly given out. The forest was divided up into sections and labels in some complex manner Charles didn't bother to follow. A constant flow of direction and authority seemed to be an unending river that came from her mouth. The adventurers around her ran excitedly to carry out her assignments, many charging off into the woods before hearing the entire instruction.
"That was actually a little fun."
Charles made his way to his rocking chair and continued watching with a satisfied smile. It was only when it looked like she was setting up a red and gold command tent in his yard that he got up and interrupted her by tapping her shoulder.
"Yes, honored leader?" she asked politely.
In answer, Charles pointed his stick at the keep-out sign jutting up from the grass.